Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is today's American Woman Elegant Mrs. 2015. I'm going to discuss how what it might be like whenever we meet Jesus. This episode is based off the song by Mercy Me. I can only imagine one person's perception might be different from another individual's perception of what it will be like. We call come together to form a community. If you'd like to join a wonderful pageant community, please consider Today's American Woman at www.todaysamericanwoman.com. So what will it be like? With Mercy Me's lyrics, talk about the lyrics first. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. What do you imagine? Take for a second what you might imagine. How will it be? Will it be an awesome experience? Will it be one where it's going on and time will be just stopped automatically? What will Jesus look like to you? We see sometimes, depending upon what faith you are, or actually denomination, whenever you go in, you see a man hanging from a cross. Sometimes, depending upon the artist, he's black. Sometimes he's white. The crucifix is what that's called. And as you're looking at that crucifix, you meditate upon it. What was that man like while he was alive? We have scriptures that discuss that he was one that went around and he ministered. He healed people. He forgave. He protected. He accepted. But what was he really like? What was he, how was he to people? What are we supposed to be doing to show our love like he showed his love? 2 Corinthians 5:7-10 says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." Okay, we'll appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We're all going to be appearing before the judgment seat of Christ. And because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see me yet believed, is John 20:29. Jesus expects us to believe from our hearts, from our hearts. So what is being a Christian really like? What is it going to be like? What is a Christian? What is being like a Christian? We have to consider this question. We can sit here all day and say, okay, well, how do I, what does it say to how being Christ-like? And what are we supposed to do to be like Christ? So that's the main question today. We must consider what it is like to be like Christ. in 1 John 2, starting with verse 5, but whoever keeps his word in him, the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought to himself walk the same manner as he walked. Going on. Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. On the one who says he is the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. To you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Okay. Does John 5:38, does his word dwell in you, or do not believe the one who he sent? So in other words, we need to look at what it actually says. What is Christ like? We can continue to say, okay, Christ, I don't like this person, I don't like that person. Well, that's fine, but is that what God's saying? He says, the one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. So we can go all day and say, okay, I don't like this person, I don't like that person, but what you're really saying is, do you like Christ? Verse John 2:9, let's go back to that one. The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. Okay. John 11:9, God answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by the world's light. You're going to stumble as a Christian. And it's going to be difficult. 1 John 2:11, but anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness, walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. So first of all, we know that we need to love our brothers and sisters who God has given us. If we do not love them, then we don't love Christ, and we're not going to get to walk by Jesus' side. But we need to love. We need to create that atmosphere of being a Christian, but not just to create it. We need to live in it. Because if we don't, then we're not going to have that love that we need to have. And it gets really, you're not going to know what Christ is like. Okay. So let's look at some other verses of becoming more like Christ and getting to know what Christ is like. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So we're not supposed to be transformed by this world. We're supposed to be having our minds renewed and we're supposed to be trying to become good and acceptable and perfect, ever reach perfection. Only Jesus was perfect, but we can work towards it. I myself am a sinner. I have sinned many, many ways. Many people don't like what I am like. And I understand that. You don't have to like my sins, but you need to like who I am. And it's very difficult whenever we're looking at what we really should be like. Sometimes you have to forgive people before they even ask for forgiveness. Sit here and say, I forgive everybody, and I don't hold anything against anybody, I'd be a hypocrite. Because, to be honest with you, I've been working on people who I don't like. I feel like they've hurt me. But, you know, I'm human like everybody else, and I want to become more Christ-like. That is my call, is to become more Christ-like. You can be sitting there, I don't know where you're listening from, but you can be holding grudges. You could be trying to nitpick at every single person. But what Christ calls us to do is love our brothers and sisters. Forgive them. Does forgiveness mean going back and putting ourselves in a bad situation? No. You can forgive and go on and live out your life and let the other person live out their life. Because Jesus is going to be walking with you. Jesus is going to be walking with them. Jesus can be everywhere. It's going to be so awesome whenever you finally get to see Jesus face to face. And whenever you see Jesus face to face, you're going to say, okay, Jesus, I'm a sinner, but I want to be like you in every way. I wanted to walk like you. Just think about how awesome it's going to be to just get to walk side by side with him. It's going to be so awesome. The next verse goes, surrounded by your glory, what will your heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Why, sing hallelujah, will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. If you're a sinner, I have a feeling with me, I'm going to fall to my knees. I'm going to realize how deep of a sinner I am. I'm going to also be trying to count the times that I should have been a better Christian. When I badmouthed my sisters and brothers, I'm going to remember those times. I asked Jesus for forgiveness for all those times I have sinned and not been like him. Anytime I gossip, I'm sinning, and that's going to be bringing me to my knees. Anytime that I say something hurtful, that's going to be a time that I'm going to be like, Jesus, why did I do those things? I could have been more like you. I could have spread your love. I'm going to probably be still, knowing how bad of a sinner I am. But at the same time, I can feel the forgiveness. As long as I'm trying to walk in the light of Jesus, no man can no man or woman can ever earn their salvation. But it's through the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ are we able to get that forgiveness. It, being more like Christ. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love, to those who are called according to his purpose. Allow God's life to work within you. 1 Corinthians 15:35-38. But someone would say, how are the dead raised, and how, and what kind of body do they come? You fool, that which you sow does not come to life unless it dies, and that which you sow, you do not sow the body which is to be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat or something else. But God gives it a body that it, he rich into each of these seeds, a body of its own. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of man, and another flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another fish. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. Star differs from star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthly. The second man is from heaven. As it is earthly, so also are those who are earthly. And as it is heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. Just as we have been born the image of the earthly, we also bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this imperishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we brothers, beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Isaiah 40:31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up like wings, like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way to, of escape also, that you will be able to endure it. John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. 1 John 2:6. The one who says he abides in him ought to himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. Jesus calls us to walk in the same manner as he walked. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, be the mercies of God. Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 6:11. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. In other words, you need to be working towards being like Christ. And so that whenever you think about being with Jesus, you're going to be saying, God, was I like you? Was I like you? Did I love my brothers? Did I love my sisters? Did I do your will, Lord? Going on into a song, I can only imagine when the day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I skid all? I can only imagine. We can only imagine how it's going to be. We can only imagine the cry about how Christ is going to look at us. Right now, what we need to be more concerned about is, how does Jesus see us now? How are we living now? Whenever I think about Jesus, it's going to be like a transfiguration. In Matthew 17:2-3, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as bright as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them talking with him. In other words, he's going to shine so beautifully. It's going to be like looking at bright light. It's going to be so beautiful. And you're going to know that he is God. You're going to realize that he is special. You're going to know that he is there with you. The love that you may feel now for Christ is uncomprehendable whenever it's going to be at the gates. He's going to come and he's going to take you in as long as you accepted him. And he's going to say, my child, you're home. You're home at last. Think about the prodigal son, where the son had said, God, I don't need you. Father, I don't need you. And he said, just give me my share of my inheritance so I can go off. And the father did. And that son went and squandered it all. He went and lived with the pigs. And suddenly he realizes how bad he has it. And he goes, I don't really want to go back home, but I have no other choice. So he goes back home, and he begs his father to take him in, even as a slave, as a servant. And he says, I don't deserve to come back home, Father. But as he comes back in, he knows it's that time. And suddenly, all of a sudden, his father comes running and he goes, bring the fattest cow. And he does. He brings the fattest cow. And at that point, he realizes his father loves him beyond all measure. And with the love that he chose, it's more the love that you can, it's uncomprehendable. And the other brother gets jealous, but it doesn't faze the father as much because his son is home. That's what Jesus is going to be like. He's going to be home. It's going to be so awesome in those days. And today I invite you to accept Jesus. Accept your Savior. Come to Jesus, who is forgiving. Come to Jesus, who is loving. He doesn't want you to be a slave. He doesn't want you to be bound up. He wants to love you like a father. He's loving. He forgives you. You may say, oh, I've sinned so much that I can't be forgiven anymore. I've done so much that I cannot be loved anymore. How can somebody love me? How can somebody care for me? Sin beyond, I've sinned so much. I've done everything. I've broken every commandment there is to break. How can this Jesus of yours love me? All Jesus says is, I love you. Take my hand and I'm here for you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to love you. Accept me. I am your way. I am the light. He who comes through me shall have eternal life. Jesus wants you today. Accept him. He calls you home. He calls you every day. Turn away. You can only imagine that one day you'll be walking with him. It will be a beautiful time. Jesus, help the person today that may be listening to this that needs to accept you. Allow them to say, God, come into my heart. Wash all my sins away. Make me clean. I am the prodigal son. I have turned my back upon you. But I want to love you more and more. I want to know you. I want to be yours. Help me to you. In your name, amen. If you'd like to join Today's American Woman, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Thank you.